This is Phoenix FM.
All right, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 90FM. A very quick break there. I'm joined in the studio by Keith Ball from the Kenny Ball Junior Band. We've already heard Jump Jive. See, I wish I was playing, like, if I played drums on that, it wouldn't sound anything like that, I can assure you. In my head, though, I feel like I could have played along, but I couldn't. Then we had On That Star, which is a beautiful song by Corinne Bailey-Ray, which is just a beautiful song, which you sung brilliantly. And we've got coming up I Still Love You All. Now, tell us, it's got 18. How comes there's 18 ladies mentioned in this?
18 ladies, yeah, the names in the song. And Dad only performed this in the studio, or he'd done it, I think he might have done it on the Morgan and Wise show. But he never performed it live because he couldn't remember, you got to get them all in order.
Yeah.
So I cheat sometimes. I have it on the floor on a bit of paper. And Ben Cummings, the trumpet player in the band, we have a laugh sometimes, me and Ben on stage, and he's such a boy. He put his foot on it, so I couldn't see the names. So suddenly, like, Gordon and Eric came into it, you know? But, no, it's such a great song, such a powerful song. Mm. And my dad's way of arranging songs is out of this world. It's absolutely superb. Such a kick in it. And we do this live now.
And it's called I Still Love You All. Do you know what you want to get him to do? Is to actually wear it on the back, get a little thing pinned on the back with the names, and they could jump round in front of you.
I wouldn't. No, I'm not putting no ideas in, because they'll do something like that. Like that.
Just don't read out what they put. All right, here we go. That was brilliant. And it mentioned my name, my mum's name, and my sister's.
We've got eyes like that.
We do look very similar. In fact, my mum was saying, when she saw your picture, she went, oh, there he is. Yeah, I remember, because my sister, I think, was born the same. One of my sisters born the same. When's your birthday?
1st of February.
Yeah, one of my sisters was born around when you were in, I think your mum was in, whatever hospital your mum is, my mum was in.
I wish I was taller, though. I'd be thinner.
Yeah, we were saying that earlier. Not about you. I was saying it about me. Really, when I step on the scales, I should be about 6'9".
Yeah, I'm about 12 foot.
We were saying about becoming famous, and I mean, with you're an example of, you play all over the place. You're a well-respected musician, vocalist, got a great band, and you gig all the time. You don't need to be on anything to actually work as a musician. No. Not a proper, as we call it, like a proper
musician. Occasionally people turn around and say, like, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. But we are. We're always busy. I mean, the guy's always busy. I'm always busy. Mm. But it's kind of... don't know. It's strange.
It's a cruel business now, I think, isn't it, in a lot of ways. Not like it used to be.
I wish certain theatres around, I know probably my management would probably try and put a zip on my mouth at the moment. But
hi, Steve.
But no, yeah. But what I'll try to say is that I wish the theatres would help out a little bit more for not just my band, but other bands.
Yeah.
And I mean, you don't want entertainment. You want people to, people still love to go to theatres to see entertainment.
Yeah.
You know? You can't, I mean, it's understand about the government, the way the government works out. I mean, they're trying to charge venues like pubs and bits and pieces for, like, to put on acts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. I mean, the old days, I mean, early 50s. And, I mean, you used to go down Watford Road, you had the Three Rabbits, and you go, JJ Foot used to be in there, and people, all these top guys, I mean, it's not no more, is it?
You can, no.
It's such a shame, because the venues, the pubs get fined.
Yeah.
And it's such a shame. And, of course, like the theatres are now council run.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, they're not going, they don't seem to be wanting to push as much as if it was privately owned.
Yeah.
I mean, if I put on a show, I put myself out to promote that show.
Yep.
You know, and to my best ability to get the punters in, to get people in.
Mm.
But not a lot of theatres do that around the country at the moment.
I think you've got the Brentwood Theatre here and the Queen's Theatre. I went to the Queen's Theatre to go and see Burlesque. About 3 weeks ago, yeah. There was a girl in a champagne glass. I thought if I'd have got out there, I'd have been stuck because she was spinning around in it. But it was a fantastic. It had a bit of comedy, a bit of drag, and they had fire eaters and all sorts of things going on. Fabulous. And it was great, fully packed out as well.
Really?
Yeah. Have you been to the Queen? Must have been to the Queen's.
Yeah, we've done the Queen's, I think, about 2 years ago. I think we played at the Queen's.
Yeah.
And because certain, I don't want to bore everybody. I don't want to sound like, I mean, I'll do Southend 1 year or do whatever, you know, try and spread it as much as you can around the country.
Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, I love the southwest of the country, you know. We always go down well there. But you get around. But the biggest honour as well. I mean, apart from playing in this wonderful country, was actually getting asked to headline a festival next year in Germany. Go over there.
Yeah.
That is really great. I mean, I feel like I've achieved something in a way.
Mm.
I mean, the boys in the band are like great mates of mine, and they always pat me on the back, you know, and keep me going. And but it makes me feel proud that, you know, I mean, these boys work so hard, the band.
Mm.
And they're great guys. They deserve it. They deserve the recognition of carrying on my dad's band. I mean, I know it's my name's Keith Ball. My father, my second name's Kenneth. That's why my dad wanted me to carry on as Kenny Ball Jr. But I didn't at the beginning. I carried on as Keith Ball. And basically, like, it's just reading this note of his, and I thought, I'll carry on, I'll change it. And I had a chance to change it because I changed management.
Mm.
So I changed it to Kenny Ball Jr. But the guys have been they're very protective about me.
Hmm.
They're great guys. I mean, we had a great meeting not long ago, you know what I mean? Because basically, like, you know, it does worry me. It does worry me because I always used to think that I have to pay their wages.
Hmm.
But these guys are top guys. I mean, they play with everybody from the Spice Girls. I'll be saying that. But no, they play with absolutely everybody. I mean, the Bateman brothers, they've got a fantastic... They kind of do a rendition of, they go live on stage for doing the Louis, what's it called? Louis Armstrong songs.
Yeah.
What that is a word. I mean, it's early this morning. But they do all the Louis Armstrong songs, and they do a tribute to Louis Armstrong. And they're absolutely superb, the Bateman brothers. And you got other guys that go out and do their own bits and pieces, and they're terrific. So, really, in a way, they deserve the credit.
Now, we're going to finish on a song. We only had three. So am I going to do Lucky Dip with CD1? Or have you got a song from CD1 that you'd like everyone to play? And don't forget, if you want to catch the band, the Kenny Ball Jr. Band, you've heard them with the Jump Jive. Brilliant, brilliant live band. You'll love it. You can catch them at Parslow's Park, which is in Dagenham, on Saturday the 25th at 5 p.m. They're going to be headlining there. Also got the Tremolos going to be on stage as well. And then you've got the Palace Theatre on Friday the 14th of August, and that's at Westcliff-on-Sea.
Yeah.
And we'll put up all the details on the website, but as we did before. Also, all the W's, kennyball.co.uk. You can find out all the details there as well. You've got merchandise, I saw, on your website.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Trying.
Didn't have that before.
Trying. Fine, trying the hardest. Yep. Trying the hardest.
Good little website, because you know where everything is. I love. Do you know what I hate about? I'm going really cocky.
That's
then.
It.
It's because you can find things as you need to. I don't like websites where you've got to faff around, but you can see everything set out there. You go, dunk, dunk, dunk. I like that. Sorry.
No. I'll tell you what we play, Michelle.
Yes. CD1 or CD2?
CD2, number 14.
CD2, number 14.
I'll tell you why. This song, funny enough, not long after my father died, I heard this, and I always wanted to do this song. And it wasn't long ago, Ben Cummings, trumpet player, was like suddenly like in the dressing room playing it with Alan Bateman on his trumpet, and it was quite funny, actually. And I thought, I might put this into the set.
Mm.
And it's called The Poor People of Paris.
Lovely. It's been a pleasure to see you.
Thank
hopefully
you very much, Michelle.
Don't leave it so long next time. I like it when you come in the studio. I like the phone call from the car. I'm on my way. I was like, hello? Hello? I'm on this. It's all right. You don't live that far away. You could pop in here any time.
Oh, we will do. I'd love to. I'd love to see you. Thanks
lovely.
A lot.
Here we go.
Right, don't forget to come and see Michelle sing as well. She doesn't plug herself so much, but she's got a wonderful voice.
Thank you very much. You'll be the judge of that, won't you?